All right, Sebastian Tortelli, French motocross god. Here we are, Bercy just wrapped up. Talk about it, I guess. What's it like just hanging out watching now?
I mean, it's tough, you know. Watching is, you know, for a racer, it's always a little tough. But, you know, I retired, so I need to be fine with that. And, you know, I was lucky enough where I got to go on the track and KTM brought me a great bike. So, Kaoli race bike. So It was fun for me to ride out there and, you know, get to do the whoops and the rhythm section and have the fans here. So, I mean, it was a good time. You know, I cannot complain about it. And some of the races were very good. I loved the last night. You know, that was the best one. So, you know, I think is next year, you know, change a little things with Blake and then make it a better one.
Yeah, you're here helping out Blake Wharton, which you were in the U.S. And he did all right, I guess, right?
I think, he had a little hard time and started the first night with a big crash, so he was out for the first night. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he worked his way through, and, you know, what I liked, he never give out and give up and, you know, keep fighting. And he rode the best at the last night, which, you know, I mean, I was very happy about. I mean, he was on 250F, he was 100-powered, you know, the track was very deep on the first few days and on the first 2 days, so it was, you know, hard for him. So, you know, next year if he come back, he probably will come back with a 450 to make it, you know, a little bit more fair and be able to feel more comfortable.
And also, too, like as you know, it's three nights of a lot of racing and a lot of riding.
It is, but not as much as it used to be. Old format was, you know, you had to do the qualifier, then you had to do the time practice, and then you had to do the semi, then you had to do the main event.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, really, if you look at it, you're doing a little bit less riding right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that changed a lot, Bercy. You know, it used to be a little bit more riding. And I think the fans like it better when they had a little bit more riding.
A little more riding.
So, you know, I think in the long run, you know, today I think the track was a little tight. You know, they went with six lane where they used to have five or four. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of the dangerous side of it, I would say. Mm-hmm. It was a little too tight. But, you know, it's about, you know, talk to the guys and work it. And I think it's better to have more laps and get a little shorter lap times.
It's a magical race, though, for the French people, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a magical, you know, race. I mean, you see some guys who come to the U.S., some of them, and barely qualify for the main event, but they are able to fight for the wins here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something pretty impressive. And, you know, they were all motivated. They all know, you know, what kind of track it's going to be because it's a tight track. And when they come to the U.S., it's not the same thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So Subiraz did pretty okay in the U.S. when you came, I think, a couple of years back. And Aranda raced, I think, Anaheim last year or something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all these guys, you know, they know how to ride Supercross. And that's their backyard right here. And they are capable of pushing hard in front of their fans.
Mm-hmm. Is there one rider that impressed you maybe that you didn't think about going into it and then you saw him over three nights and caught your eye?
I think one guy impressed me was Aranda when he did the fast lap, the pole position, as they call it here. And he went through the whoops like a maniac. And, you know, I think he was not even touching them. He was flying on top of them. He impressed me. You know, that was, I think that was like, wow, something pretty impressive. You know, Anil Barsha was pretty aggressive too, but, you know, he was a little bit more consistent than I expected. So I was happy, you know, to see that for the Geico team. And, you know, it's just, you know, a lot of things. Bercy is always interesting. You know, the sad part is too many guys got hurt, you know, and that's part of the sport, but when that happened, it's sad.
Right. And then give me your best childhood memory of Bercy, you know, before you raced.
I came to Bercy a few times, more than a few times, actually, when I was a kid. I think one of the best ones would be Jeff Ward stepping out of the triple. You know, I mean, I still, you know, in my mind, I had that image in my head, you know, seeing him stepping out and jumping off, landing on the hay bales, and still, you know, was able to get up and go. You know, that was one of the, for me, was like, wow, that guy was tough and strong. He came back and finished second that night. That's, you know, one of the main one. And then the second one would be when GMB came out after the, I think after he was champion all that season in the U.S. and he had like coming out of the crowd, you know, wearing smoking jacket with a bride on his hand. I was a kid and I was like, wow, that guy is a racer on top of it. so that was pretty funny.
Last question: you debuted the JT racing gear really for the world in a race, sort of. Talk about your involvement with that.
I mean, JT, you know, I know David, which is the, you know, one of the main guys who created the brand back and was able to get the license for it. And, you know, I'm basically, you know, out there, and we got a relationship going on through my school and helping them, you know, with the products and all that stuff. So I think, you know, it's a great experience. The guys are awesome, and they have, you know, they come from the culture side of things. But, you know, it's just like, it's a French guy, you know, who is at the start of it, but he's passionate about the sport. And that's what is important. I mean, he was a kid, you know, seeing all the JT and JT disappeared. And his first motion was, you know, to bring the old JT back, which is, I think, a great move, you know, bringing the helmet, bringing the gear. All that, I think, you know, going to bring some the nostalgia, you know, that people had for the brand. And then they're going to be able to move on. And I think overall, I'm super pumped about it. And, you know, a lot of all the guys like me are wearing JT, Lachine, Danny Laporte, and many more, you know, Jackie Vimon. So all that put together make a great atmosphere, and I love the idea that JT is back.
And here's your part to sell it. How's it fit? When does it sell? When does it go on sale and all that?
I think, you know, the goal for them is to start, you know, selling in debut 2011, January. That's the goal, and, I mean, they are all, you know, ready for it. And the big debut was this weekend in Vegas, where they announced all of it, showed the brand, the helmets, which a helmet will be a little bit later on down the road. I think it's in May. So all that put together, I mean, it's I think it's a great buzz, you know, and and I love the fact that they kept the identity of GT, and that's, you know, kept the logos, mixed a little bit, couple of them on the pants and jersey to remind, you know, everybody the best years of the brand. And that's, to me, that's an awesome deal. I mean, you know, kind of wait, and I'm sure all the shops and all the owners and all that stuff are gonna jump on it, because it's like, you know, super memories, and the quality is impressive, because, you know, they went with new material but keep the design from the old time. So all put together, I mean, jump in it.
Yeah, and thanks for the hat.
Yeah, no worries. Welcome. Keep it safe.